Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. It is September 27th. We are at 6:08 a.m. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Another beautiful fall day today. Rain all over the place, freezing your buns off, possible hail, wind, cool temperatures with highs in the 50s. Another beautiful.
Let's just talk about how beautiful yesterday afternoon was.
Let's do
it was
another
perfection.
Instant poll on which is the best
you
season.
You just get cranky because of fall. These cold mornings. Fall is perfection.
And the rain all day. It rained all day. It looked like it was going to be happy.
It did not rain all day in Westlake yesterday.
It looked like there was going to be a tornado every 5 seconds.
Did it really?
I'm not kidding you.
We had sunshine. I took the dog for a walk. It was just like a beautiful, beautiful fall afternoon.
I wish I had a prize if you were a delivery driver, because the amount of Amazon Prime packages and I don't know, delivery, whether it's USPS or whatever it is, delivering and that stuff. And then it just gets worse from here. Ask them if fall in the winter is the best time. I bet they like a nice summer. Nice delivery driver.
I bet they're too hot, because remember there was that story over the summer. They don't have air conditioning in their trucks.
Do you deliver any packages? What is your favorite season? 216-578-1021. UPS, it could be FedEx.
You are just looking for anyone to support your summer argument. Because everyone says
nice
they
second.
Look fall.
It's not like it gets crushed.
It does.
Was close.
Summer's great.
It was close.
It's awesome. People just like fall.
Feels like spring out, though. Feels like spring out. And
right
I've
now?
Also got it. Yeah, because it's cold and crappy. Spring is just cold and blah.
I think spring's
the worst. Kids can't
go
outside. It's just rainy. Very, very moist grass. It just goes on from there. And by the way, how we don't have a raw sewage alert after all this rain. I actually have a theory on that. I have a theory on
that. Okay, well, I look forward to hearing that.
A little bit later on today. So hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. Lots of things happening on the show. If you want to go to Halloween weekends, Jen talked about it yesterday. Great time. People shaking pennies at you. Corn maze you can't get out of. Smells like corn. Sounds like a great time from your synopsis of
I'm telling you, they don't shake the pennies anymore. They slide on their knees on these loud.
Slide on your knees. Slide on your knees.
Yeah, loud, like metal kneecap things, and it's loud and terrifying.
If you're a kneecap slider and you work there, 216-578-1021. The reason I mentioned that is your words to win all week long, very important. We have your first one at 8:22, and that gets you qualified to win those tickets to Halloween weekends. And in all seriousness, everybody loves that. Activities for the whole family, rides, there's all sorts of things going on at Halloween weekends at Cedar Point. So that's what's up for grabs all week long for your words to win. Coming up on the show, Curtis Danberg, if you're now playoff-bound Cleveland Guardians, are going to join us at 6:40. They're in town starting today. When can we get playoff tickets? He has all the answers coming up. But clearly breaking news yesterday, what in the world, or what is the latest on Myles Garrett? We need to get to that.
Yeah, he was in a car accident. He was leaving the practice facility in Berea. And we got to get to an update, see how he's doing.
Absolutely. Very scary situation. Any of us that had notifications on yesterday and heard that news. So if you missed it yesterday, what happened?
So it was yesterday afternoon. He was in a vehicle crash. It was while he was leaving the practice facility in Berea. He was heading southbound in his Porsche on State Road. The vehicle went off the right side of the road. It overturned. There was a female passenger in the car with him. They both had seatbelts on, and they say non-life-threatening injuries. They don't suspect any type of impairment. And as far as we know, he remains in the hospital for now. At least we haven't heard that he has been discharged from the hospital at this point.
Yeah, I'm just looking at WEWS reporter Cameron Justice. This is 8 hours ago. Browns defensive end Miles Garrett didn't suffer any broken bones in the crash, his agent confirmed. So that was 8 hours ago. That's kind of the latest we have. And, of course, and we've talked about this before, whether it was best shows in Cleveland, that type of thing. Obviously, our brother station is 92.3 The Fan, so you know, we ask them, they report things, obviously they're talking sports and that type of thing. So anything happens, I essentially walk across the hall. I'm like, hey, what do you hear? Yeah. Okay, great. What do you hear? Great. Nothing great. So they got nothing right now. But that's the latest. And that's a big, I mean, you know, clearly glad they had their seatbelts on.
Sure.
Also, when I saw this, we were talking about this, and I immediately think, first of all, of course, we hope that he's okay. And we all know he plays the role in the team. And obviously, just as a human being, you hope that he's okay.
Of course.
And then on from there, I thought, oh, wow. Remember when we had the phone call that he lived in Wadsworth? That's where he was heading to. So that must have been correct.
Right.
That
he was heading home.
When
yeah.
he was heading home. So there you go.
And by the way, this information comes out from his agent who put out a statement on Twitter. And I think you just said it was like 9 hours ago.
Yeah.
So that's the latest like official word that we have. So yeah. We'll keep you updated.
Absolutely. Anything we hear this morning and during our show, we will certainly keep you updated on the Miles Garrett situation. We're at 617. Once again, beautiful weather. Couldn't see Jupiter last night. Thanks a lot, Northeast Ohio.
You're really dramatic. Every fall you do this, you complain about it every day. The afternoons, I mean, it was a beautiful day in Westlake yesterday. I don't know what you're talking about.
What planet you're on. In Menor, it was raining and monsooning, and there were I almost took a picture of every single cloud thinking, this is going to be a tornado. What's coming off of the lake? What's happening? Dark clouds everywhere, raining all over the place. But in Westlake, something's
well, there was a storm in the afternoon. Now that I think about it, I mean, it was like a brief one. And then in the evening, but I mean, like in the afternoon, like around dinner time and such, I took the dog for a walk. It was such a beautiful afternoon. The weather was perfect. Loved it. Like a perfect fall day.
Well, maybe somebody in Bay and or Westlake or North Olmsted or Avon Lake got a nice picture of Jupiter. Jupiter will be closer to Earth than it's been in 59 years tonight. That was last night. Saw nothing.
Sorry about that. Saw well, you clouds. Wouldn't have gotten a great picture anyway.
What I wonder what the I would have. Well, it is 100% accurate.
Right.
I mean, the moon photos that I.
You're not good at
it
that.
It looks like just.
But you wanted to see it? Did you try
to
see it?
I think that would be no. It was raining
all night.
It was too
cloudy.
It was raining and cloudy, and there was no way. So, if you got a nice picture of that,
that
would be
angry about it. I can see it in your face.
This
You're
week,
mad.
As soon as fall hit on the 22nd, we're at the 27th now. Weather downhill. Flood watches. Rain all over the place. Overcast skies.
Yeah, but you got to admit it.
Westlake and there's
you
sunshine. You got to
admit it. When you get a gorgeous fall day, it is like the most perfect day ever. Like a sunny fall day, crisp air, a nice maybe PSL or caramel apple crisp or whatever it is. That is perfection. And of course, you shack it.
You got to wait 10 days for the one good day. The spring's the same thing. Oh, sure, it's great. But it rains for 6 days, and then the one bright, you're right, then it is a beautiful day after you wait a month, after rain and everything else, and wind and leaves falling all over the place.
For anyone that's new to the Jen and Tim show, Tim continues to make this argument. When we asked listeners, and it was a very close vote, we asked what the best season was, and fall won. Tim was not happy about it. And because of that, he will eternally argue about how much he hates fall. Oh, you do this every year. You get so mad. You hate it.
Jen and Tim Show instant poll right now. Fall or summer? You have to vote for one. All I need you to do is call up and say fall or summer, and you can hang up on us. That's all I need. 216-578-1021. You can only vote for one. Which is better? Is it summer or is it the wet, moist, damp?
No, how about the beautiful fall days?
Windy, horrible leaves everywhere, fall. Jen and Tim Show instant poll. Is it fall? Is it summer? Which is better? Go right ahead.
Fall.
Yes.
One for fall. There you go, Jen. Star 102, good morning. It's the Jen and Tim Show instant poll. Which is better, fall or summer?
Fall.
What? Too far. All right. Fall's in the lead right now. We have one rogue vote for winter. Yeah. Fall is in the lead by two votes.
You know what? We've done this before. I'm telling you, it's going to be a split. People get so split over this, just like you and I. I pick fall 100%. Hands down, it's the best.
I'm going to go rogue. Star 102, good morning. Fall or summer?
Summer.
Summer.
Yes.
Summer. Nice job. Summer. Grab another one. Star 102, good morning. Fall or summer? What's your vote?
Summer.
Summer, another one for summer. Now it's tied. Now it's tied. It was
now
two
we got a tied summer, fall.
And there's still winter. There you go.
What's great, though, is you hate the weather this morning, but people are still voting for fall because, really, the fall, crisp, beautiful, sunny days are the best.
I know. I thought I would have an advantage with the junk weather we had the last few days, and it hasn't worked out.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of a tied ball game right now, so we'll see.
Star 102, good morning.
You are more summer calls.
Fall or summer?
Totally fall.
Okay, totally fall. Okay, her phone disconnected. I think she said summer.
No. I don't think she did.
Falls in the lead by a vote. Okay, we'll continue the Jen and Tim Show instant poll. Remember, if you love summer, call. Coming up, I'm kidding.
You're not.
Full phones. No, it's fine. No, falls in the lead by one. I'm honest.
Okay.
I got the sheet.
All right.
You see the sheet?
I see the sheet.
All right. But if we take winter and put it to summer, it's tied.
Okay.
But we won't do that.
We won't do that.
Coming up next is the three.
Doesn't even make sense.
Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We're at 6:42. Just a reminder, all week long, your words to win, getting you qualified for tickets to Hello Weekends.
Where you can go through a corn maze and get scared by the corn
huskers. It's a corn path and it smells like corn. That was the recap yesterday, right?
That was not. I told you I got
scared.
You
said it wasn't a maze because there are no dead ends and it smells like corn. So that sounds like a corn path.
Well, it does smell like it is a corn path. I don't know if they call it a corn maze. They don't call it corn huskers. I know that. It's
that
wait,
was
what
great.
Was it? I called it corn huskers. It's actually corn stalkers.
That was amazing.
I am so ridiculous. I mean, confidently, many times I said it yesterday. It's at Cedar Point. Halloween Weekends is spectacular. And just even looking at the decor throughout the park, they do such a great job. We had so much fun.
Without officially knowing, I knew Cornhuskers was wrong.
Did you?
But well, you said, yeah, it's the Cornhuskers. I said, I'm thinking Nebraska when you say Cornhuskers. I don't think that they're probably called that. And then we had an Instagram message, and then a young lady called up and said, by the way, I can't let this go.
I'm glad she called.
So it's good. Cornstalker, much better
name. Cornstalker, much scarier than Cornhuskers.
You know what's awesome?
What?
Cleveland Guardians in the playoffs.
We got to talk to our friend Curtis Danberg. Everything we need to know about the playoffs coming up and tickets.
Yes, merchandise went on sale yesterday at 10 a.m. That is exciting. The Guardians are in town. That starts today. When can you get your playoff tickets? It's later in the week. Spoiler alert. But exactly when and where? Curtis Danberg of your Cleveland Guardians joining the Jen and Tim Show. And look at that. The Cleveland Guardians on the way to the playoffs.
I love to hear those words. Playoff bound. What an incredible ride. From the beginning of the season, I don't think anybody expected the chance to win the division. But here we are.
Curtis, this is so exciting. We need to know everything. When can we get merch? When can we get tickets? How do we celebrate? What are we doing?
Well, I'll tell you, we'll celebrate with a pregame ceremony prior to the game. Tickets for the wild card and the division series will go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. for anybody that's an email subscriber to the Cleveland Guardians. And then 2 o'clock. To the general public on CLEGuardians.com.
And just a reminder, too, hey, the season's not over. They come back and play later on today.
Yeah, 9-game homestand, fan appreciation weekend coming up Saturday. We have upgraded our fireworks show to be Rock and Blast. We're going to bring back Rock and Blast Radio from earlier in the season. We have 50% off concessions on Sunday. We're going to be giving away things on Saturday.
Sounds good, Curtis. Thanks so much for joining us. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We are at 6:54, and I was thinking to myself on the drive-in. So I live in Mentor, 20 minutes drive downtown, Halley Building. It's raining the whole way.
Not exactly, but yeah.
And it rained on your way in, too, or was it
It did.
Sunshine?
It was like was a shining. Sprinkly, yeah. sun always shines in Westlake,
Ohio. Sun's always shining in Westlake. There's horrible clouds and everything in Mentor.
No,
yesterday,
it rained.
Somehow, it was sunshine, and you're walking the dog.
It was. We had a lovely walk yesterday afternoon. I mean, it was a delight.
I believe you. I believe. Okay. I'm certainly not doubting. I wasn't there. I have no idea. So I was thinking to myself, as water's all over the place and, you know, driving and being careful, trying not to hide your plane, just raining and raining and raining and water all over the place. Great. So I'm thinking to myself, why is there no raw sewage alert?
Maybe we didn't get enough rain yet.
Oh,
the overflow?
We've had it. The
you
overflow.
Want the overflow into Lake Erie?
Want? No, that's the design. Remember, that is
yes.
the design. They tell you that's the design.
Yes.
You get a nice Cleveland rinse if you get too much water.
I hate when you say that.
And I'm just thinking that it's just – it probably has happened. My theory is – so there's a lot of rain. I would assume that that's the case. This is what happens when it rains a lot. That's the design. It just happens that it's the end of September and nobody's swimming to warn.
Oh, so you think it's happening, but we don't need warned about
it. You know, every time, and it's not very often, but when it is a heavy rain, whenever it's a heavy rain, and if it did get a heavy rain often, then it would happen often. That's what happens. So I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe with all this rain that there's no alert. And if we had the alert, we talk about it on the show, we cover Cleveland. And then I think to myself, well, it is September 27th, nobody's in the water, so you don't need to warn the elderly and the young
children
not to go in. They're the same alert that we get all the time. So
I don't
it
know.
Either hasn't happened or we don't care about the Cleveland Rinse because nobody's in the water.
Quit saying Cleveland Rinse. Nobody wants a Cleveland Rinse. I think they would still alert us. Who is it? The sewer district alerts us?
Yeah.
I think they would still alert us. They have to.
Maybe.
Because what
would.
If there are people that do want to go in the water? I mean, you don't go in the water.
You're going to Edgewater in the water when it's 50 degrees.
That's a
on
problem.
September 27th.
It's very cold.
You got, I think you don't need to do that.
That's a bad idea.
So, and you're right. Maybe there's nothing, but maybe the rinse is happening right now and we don't know it.
Stop saying the rinse. It's so gross.
6:56. Good morning.
Marvel filming parts of its new movie Blade here in Cleveland. And currently there's an open casting call. They're looking for adults. Filming taking place between November 14th and November 22nd. You can contact Angela Boehm Casting if you're interested.
That's pretty cool. The Marvel news that was breaking news yesterday.
It's a movie called Blade, and they're going to be doing some filming here in Cleveland. And they're doing a casting call right now, too. So if you, and it just says all adults. So I'm assuming, you know, they usually are very specific. Like, oh, we need a blonde woman that's 5'2" or whatever. This is just all adults.
Somebody fat named Tim.
No, I don't think they've ever said that.
That's
but
good.
You never know. Between November 14th and the 22nd, there'll be wardrobe fittings in mid-October. You get paid for all that, too. You get paid the days you film. You get paid the days you do the wardrobe fitting, the COVID testing. And it's Angela Boehm Casting if you're interested.
The reason, well, first of all, that's very cool. And of course, we cover Cleveland, things happen like that. We talk about it. That's great. I cannot believe that we had information on this, I don't know, 2 months ago. Remember what? And I wish I remember his name. He's called before about another movie shooting in the area years ago, downtown. And he was right about that. And we have the best listeners ever. We truly do, whether it's East Side, West Side, South Side, we're talking about whether it's schools or prices or whatever it is, it's the best. And he calls us up randomly. I don't know. Was it July? It wasn't that long ago.
August.
So I think it was before school. So let's just say 6 weeks. Let's just compromise. Something like that. I don't know. And he calls us up and says, hey, I can't say the name of the movie. I can't give you any scoop, but I don't know if he was necessarily working on the movie, but he had some inside scoop. He's part of the association in town. Said, by the way, there's going to be a, you know, part of a big Marvel movie that's going to be shot in town. I remember we were telling everybody in the hallway, like, have you heard anything about this? And we were talking to Andy Baskin in the hallway, like, hey, have you heard anything about this? Some Marvel fans that we work with. And nobody knew. Like, it was just kind of a rumor. And then this pops yesterday. I think to myself, he was right again.
Yes. I love when you call. If you're listening right now, call us with more scoop.
Marvel Mike. No, I don't remember what his name. I hate that.
Well,
I remember.
He's Marvel Mike.
I don't know. I don't know. But we got that scoop, and I could not believe it. And we, you know, you can, once again, one of the reasons you download the Odyssey app, you can listen to that podcast. He called it 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. That was really cool.
Definitely got some scoop about that, you know, and official scoop yesterday. We're at 7:16. I mentioned yesterday I got something in the mail. Mailed to Tim Richards, WDOK, here at the Halley Building.
What'd you get?
So I had somebody else open it. I wasn't sure it was in there. No, I'm kidding. I opened it. I'm fine.
I'm glad I wasn't in here for that. It's safe? It's safe? Have you opened that container?
I did open it. I did.
Okay. All right.
So it says, Tim, we stopped at a yard sale right there. I already like you. And they had tons of DVDs for sale. Which makes sense.
Nice.
Unloading the, you know.
Sure.
I had to buy one for you.
Aw, how nice.
A faithful listener to 102.1 for many years. There's no, I don't know who it was.
No name?
No, there's no name, so I can't, you know, give a shout out, but.
What's the DVD?
Titanic.
Oh, I love
on
this
DVD
listener.
To add to my. Oh,
this
there we
is.
Go.
Is it a two? It is a two disc.
That's why I would never watch it. Look at the length. I mean,
that's
two,
not why.
Two DVDs.
First of all, don't say that's
this
why.
This is who's going to watch all of this? No. Who's got time to watch 7 hours of this movie?
You currently don't watch it because you want to annoy everyone that wants you to watch it. Oh. It's not because it's two DVDs.
This is not just any DVD. This is the 10th anniversary edition.
Oh.
Two disc collector set. So you
well,
didn't find
that.
You found a nice gem at that yard sale.
You have to use the gift. You were given a gift.
I am. I'm putting it on my wall right
now. No, you need to watch the film, the movie.
Put the note with it.
Yeah. That's so nice. We do have a nice Titanic wall over there.
It's a
don't
nice
we?
Titanic tribute wall. And I told you, I'm not gonna watch the movie, but if we could fill a movie theater, I talked about this before, in some way, what?
What's the
rolling of the eyes and the
I'm
hands smacking the
table? I'm rolling my eyes because it's like we talk about this every time and we've never gotten it done. I mean, how many years have we talked about it? Five?
Well, next year, what's the end of 2020? No, this would have been it. This is 2022, so it would have been the 25th anniversary year this year. I figured somebody would show it somewhere. And we've just, not for lack of trying, but pre-COVID, we certainly tried and we just couldn't nail down a movie theater. We've been in discussions. I've had a lot of messages, as have you, between certain people, whether they, and you know, trying to get the rights and trying to do this thing. I figured maybe somebody would show a 25th anniversary and maybe we can get it. I don't just. If you try to do anything, logistics are just a pain, to
yeah,
be perfectly.
They really are.
I mean, if you're in any industry, and you come up with an idea. I mean, that's what we do. We create these ideas. And then to pull off these ideas a lot of times is just a nightmare.
Well, there's a lot of rules, a lot of different things, legalities you have
to
follow.
Where everybody wants a piece of whatever. Yeah, and I understand that. This is the times. I get that. That's fine. This is the times we live in. That's fine. I just figured that we could find some work. It's just not happened yet. But I have a 500-piece Titanic puzzle. I have a 300-piece Titanic puzzle.
You're welcome.
We need to push this out on social. I have a Titanic board game. I have a Titanic completed, I believe, 300-piece puzzle. Well, it's mm-hmm. 299. It's
yeah,
right so on the side of the boat where it hit the iceberg. Right. We're missing a piece.
Right.
And then that's what it looks like. And then I have my awesome DVD now. So
listen, you do have a nice Titanic collection. I'm surprised that you leave it in studio and you wouldn't want that at home.
Well, I love that when people walk into the studio, they think to themselves, wow. Tim is a Titanic fan.
Little did they know.
Never watched the movie.
Never seen it.
Random person that sent that to me and stopped past the yard sale. I appreciate it. So there we go. Added to the wall.
Nice gift.
Note and everything.
And in about 1 month, we're going to elect a new senator here in Ohio. There will be a statewide debate between the two candidates, J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan. They'll face off. It will be on Fox 8 News on October 10th. Local news anchor and my brother, Joe Tuohy, and Columbus anchor Colleen Marshall will moderate that debate. It'll air across the state. Election day is November 8th.
Johnny really needs to do something.
I don't know how my brother moderates those debates. It would give me, I would be so nervous to do that. You are being very judged. I mean, everyone's being judged in that situation, but oh my gosh, how nerve-wracking that would be. He puts in so much prep, though.
Yeah, and he'll do a great job.
He will.
There's no doubt about that. Can you imagine doing that?
No.
That's a lot of pressure.
Would you say yes? If you were asked legitimately, would you say yes to that, to moderate a debate?
I don't think you could pay me enough.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, are they giving you?
I'm not qualified. I would not be qualified.
You know, if you're going by a script, we have done that. That is not the case. That's not the case with those.
You have to,
and you're following up and whatever. It's no.
Yeah.
And plus, Joe Tuohy, good looking. I'm not meant for TV. Look at me.
He does have a nice head of hair, doesn't he?
Very nice,
very
crop.
Thick, very yeah.
Very nice head of hair. I'd like that for a day. I would just stay home and brush. That's all I would do. I wouldn't leave. I would just brush until it all fell out. A pair of premium floor seats. You think I'm kidding?
No.
I wouldn't even
I know
eat. I would
that
sit
you are
there
dead
in
serious.
A very comfortable chair and I would just brush. I'd probably go to get a cut because, you know, haven't had to do that. I'd go to get my hair cut.
Get a nice wash.
Then I would just, nice rinse.
Mm-hmm.
Then just go to home and just, I'd buy a new brush because I don't own one.
Right.
And brush all day.
That is.
Just brush. Okay. Product, maybe buy some products for the day, see what they're like. Nice hair wax.
Okay.
And just brush. Do different styles just to see what it's like.
There you go.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.